So that we will see how we can improve our life all the time, and it's so absolutely important. We make progress, we keep learning, we keep growing, and that is going to help us. Okay. Okay. Now, let's begin with prayer together. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to keep looking at how we can improve, how we can grow, how we can keep on developing our faith, our understanding, our relationship with you. Give to us that wisdom that we so badly need, so that our life will not continue to where it is, but will always go on to a higher plane of thoughts, of significance, of meaning. We pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, let's take a look at the book of Genesis 15 now. Okay, so you could understand this. You have to think in terms of life. Life must continue to grow. We cannot say, I've learned this, and then continue that. Because if you go that way, you flatline very soon. Now, this is absolutely important, all right? So here is chapter 12. Abraham gets called out from literally the land of the Chaldeans, out. His father went along with him, they all left, and then one more step. So that's one step. Chaldee is actually Babylon. B, out of Haran. So two parts. Here is the whole family, father, brother, everybody else. Right? Over here is specific Abraham. Now, a lot of people don't realize this. Actually, there are two different things entirely. One is to everybody. Let's read Genesis. You'll see this very clearly. Chapter 11 before we go to 12. So you need to read chapter 11 because sometimes we don't see until we see. We read chapter 11. Right? So when we have the idea of here, and there's Nahor, and then he lived 20, and then he begot Terah. Right? So this is where it is. Now, it's interesting to see the trace, the land, very, very interesting. So there's the Nahor, and then there is Terah, and he lived 70 years, and begot Abraham, also called Nahor and Haran. So you're going to see whether is this the grandson or the grandfather. You're going to watch the same name. The genealogy, he begot, and then, of course, Haran begot Lot, and then he died before his father Terah in his native land, in Ur of the Chaldee. Right? So, verse 31, Terah took his son Abram, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldee. See, they came out, together with the father, with Nahor and Abram. And then in chapter 12, we read, get out of your country. Now, Abraham, you get out. See, the father has already died. Terah has died. Now, what about the brother, Nahor? Well, he wants to stay. Took Lot, because that was his other brother's son, nephew, so left. So many people combined it together. Actually, it shouldn't. You go to separate. So bit by bit, God begins to single you out. You cannot have a blanket idea. You need to look at you and you and you. All different. So they already got out of Ur of the Chaldee a long time ago. And they traveled over to this place called Haran. So the father was there. Then he died. Okay, one more step. I'm going to lead you out. From Ur, from Haran to the promised land. Right? So this is something that you need to understand and appreciate. So get out of your country. Which country at this point of time? Originally, Ur of the Chaldees. At this time, it's Haran. Whichever country, get out until I bring you to that. So chapter 12. See, there's some movement. See, every time we look at our life, we must show movement and growth and understanding. Otherwise, we'll remain the same all the time. And that is always dangerous because then you're not learning anything. You're not growing anyway significantly. We need to do that. And so this is where the promise is. I will make you. I will make you. Now, this is what God promised. Wait for fulfillment. Don't fulfill God's promise yourself. Okay, now I'm blessed. I'll take all the rambutans I want, and eat all the durians. Please let God do His work. Don't do God's work and say, you are doing it. And you say, this is God's work. Nope, it's not. It's your own work. Don't confuse the two. Then I said, I'll tell you something else. Only God can do God's work. You can't do God's work. You can't say, okay, I'm going to bless me. You can't fill a bottle, top of water and put yourself and say, now I'm baptizing myself. You can't. You can't anoint yourself. You can't. And now I'm pastor. What? You can't. You can't anoint yourself. And then the same thing, the Lord. So now what? Bit by bit. Now, so I'm going to go with you now into, then sometimes you make mistakes. Okay, mistake. Went to Egypt. Now that's a problem. Right? So came back. And then all the other problems. So then Abraham was there. Lot was there. And, so Lot was with him all the time too, right? So how come Lot became not all that in favor of Abraham? Because he went to Egypt. It was a mistake. Everybody's life was at risk. He came back. Okay, good thing God saved. God provided. God protected. Otherwise, you know, a lot of people were in trouble. Not just Abraham. You're thinking about it. Everybody with him, he can kill. I mean, Egypt is Egypt. This is not your land. So the Lord spared him. The Lord came out. So then came a little bit of a quarrel. Okay, Lord chose himself. Okay, I'm going, you go. That's what Abraham said. You go this way, I go that way. You go north, I go south. You go east, I go west. Whichever. You go and choose. And you cannot disagree because you said so. So he left. Right? So you watch. There are lessons along the way that you must learn. Until we come to chapter 14 where Melchizedek came to teach him many important lessons. Lord, possessor of heaven and earth, he learned about God. God who gave you the victory. Please do not think just because the 300 over servants with you and then you're an old guy, you're so good. You are the original Rambo. You're not. It's God all the time. That is where he learned. Okay? Now, this is important. So, what is the pattern? So, we ask that, is there a pattern emerging? And the answer is, you've got to watch. Is there a pattern? This is why when I study the Lord's work in my life, in ministry, I always watch for a pattern. Because God works in it. God doesn't do things haphazardly, I must tell you. Never. He doesn't do things randomly. Spot of blue, spot of pink, yellow, black. Throw in red for Chinese New Year. It doesn't do things like that. God doesn't do things like that. So that is a pattern. What is that pattern? And you see three things that will always God do. He will always be doing. One, he will always need to reveal. If he doesn't reveal, you go ahead. See, did God reveal you go to Egypt? No. I went anyway. Come back. And saved by the skin of your teeth. God has redeemed you. That principle. What have you lost? Nothing. You gained, restored. Those three things will always be there. You watch God's pattern all the time. He will reveal. What should we do? Right? He will reveal. Let's go in to India and to develop a 30-year ministry there. If it's time to stop, fine. How about local people? Can they develop on their own? Yes! Then we know. We are more confident along the way. Right? So that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're going to do. So the Lord will reveal. And when there are tough times, he will redeem. You know what else? He will restore. And that is how God works. So a pattern emerges. So that is something wonderful. Thank God for that. Then the next part of it is, what is a pattern? Men. We've got to respond. We cannot sit and do nothing. And I want to ask you, 2019, what can AM do? I think that would be nice if we can AM can do something rather than just sit there every other Saturday and then we sit down. Let's do something. So Chinese New Year coming up. Can you all please come and talk to older people? That's one thing you can do. The newcomers, there are over 100 people already. If each one take two, it was still not enough of you. See, most of us sit down there and then we enjoy ourselves. It's very good. Please, can you please respond? Plan. This year is year of response. Right? Now, very often, the pig doesn't respond. He's too lazy. Why do you think he's number 12? Seriously, that's number 12 is the pig, you know. You know why it's number 12? According to the legend. Because when Buddha wants to ask something to be done, the pig takes his own sweet time in a race. The monks ran first. The cow came next. Third came the mighty tiger. And the last one was the pig. Slowly. Almost all the people already gone home. And then he finally, oh, you are here. Well, he tried, but pretty lazy. Can we please make sure that this year will not be a pig year? The day of prosperity, meaning to say eat a lot, fat, but please don't do that. Can we do something? Can we plan to respond a little bit? That's what we should, it's been. You know, I want to encourage you, okay? Read the circumstances of life, read. You know, in Japan, the latest phenomenon trend in crime is one out of five people who go to jail, 60 and above. That's alarming. So they recently sent interviewers over, what's wrong with the system? How come? So one man was interviewed. He said, you know, said that, well, everybody, you know how they train him? Like army parade, like that. Like recruits, BMT. Everybody must march. And some of the older guys, so the guard said, you know, actually, they all don't have to. What do you mean don't have to? Look at the old guy. Look at the old guy. They're all struggling. They cannot even keep up. They must discipline their body, otherwise cannot. Well, it's tough. Why were some of the people who left? One person was interviewed. After he says, well, I'm a repeat offender, he said. Well, what was the first offense? I took something from the shop and I didn't pay. And the second time, I took something from the shop. It was just some pepper worth $2. I took it. Then I was arrested. So I offered to pay. They said, nope, you're going to go to jail. What was his sentence? 2 years. For stealing a $2 shaker of pepper. Isn't it harsh? He says, my fault. I drink sake. Every time I drink sake, this is what happens. After I drink sake, this is what happens. He says, so first time my son bailed me out. Okay, went for a short term. You know, my son bought me a house. Actually, I'm very comfortable. You know, I don't need anything. See, but when I drink sake, I'm finished. So now when I'm going to jail, I'm going to suffer. You know what? My son and my daughter don't want to see me anymore. They say they're holding government responsible job. If your father thing get into the years, they might be sacked. Thank you. No thanks. We've done our part. We've helped you. You don't want you're out. What's wrong? See, we must grow. Otherwise, when you grow older, the danger of going downhill. And going downhill, no need brakes, you know. No need petrol. Just go downhill. Just go faster and faster. You pick up speed going down. Going up, very hard. Going down, descent is terribly quick. So please, let's stop it. And make sure that we don't descend downwards. Okay? And then relate. Can we make our faith real? So I'm going to put you on assignment. I'm not asking you. I'm telling all of us. So when on the Lunar New Year, if you are in Singapore, please plan to be here. Be on duty. Don't take food for yourself. take food for other people, talk to people, relate to other people. I'm talking about this thing here, but seriously, just very recently, I had to counsel with one person who was going to jail. Older age person. That is so badly in tears. The family asked, Pastor, can you go in? Can you go and see him? Of course, tell me when I can go and see him. Because I say, if I go that week, the family cannot go, no. Because they only allow one or the other. One visit, and that's it. Yeah. But he says, you don't mind, please. No, I see you all the time. Please ask Pastor to come with me. Come and see me. So, of course, I will go and see you. See, sometimes you wonder, why? At your age, what for? Singapore sentence is not as lenient as you think, you know. So I tried to prepare him for jail sentence. I said, because I've been to jail, I mean, to see people many, many years. So I know what the life is like. It's tough. And he went in and said, oh man, I thought I can take it. Now I realize I can't. See, Singapore's sentence is just a deterrent. You want to think twice before you come back. He said, yeah, no more. I said, my biggest concern is your soul right now. Right now, you got to serve it. Now, just a few months, just bear with it for a few months. And when you get out, I want to see you really come to know the Lord. That's the most important. I want to share this with you. Right? So that's one. So you get abandoned by the family. You got a shame that is there. And it's tough. Seriously. So let's learn. Let's learn what it's all about. Okay? So this is you watch this pattern thing. And God is most patient. Sometimes he teaches the same lesson again and again. You still need to learn this? Okay, let's do it again and again. You have no idea how patient God is when he teaches us the same simple lesson, how to live by faith. For 3 years, the disciples have the same lesson again and again and again and again and again until they get into their head and their heart. Live by faith. Live by his word. Not easy at all. Okay, but that's God's patience, and he will assure our heart. He will guide, okay, he will confirm, he will bless. Okay, this is all important. So this is God's part. Okay, so don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God's plan. This is what he will do. Okay, now let's look at chapter 15. Now, this is important for us to understand. Okay, so after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram. Okay, so maybe we start memorizing God's word as well. These are simple verses to memorize, so they're not hard. But let's start this year, okay? Let's work a little harder so that when you come to AM, you go back home and then you recite. Maybe you say, I forgot. Do not be afraid. Then, I forgot what. Do be afraid. Go back to the Bible again. So, you know, I do not forget. Be afraid. No, go back to it again until you get it correct. Absolutely important. All right? So let's try this. So 15:1, do not be afraid, Abraham. Put your name there. Don't worry. Put your name there. Do not be afraid. Then you put your name there. You know, same idea. This truth is a truth that is there all the time. And the Lord says, I am your shield. Yeah? Later on, you will see David will use this wonderful truth. No? You are a shield to me. Psalm 3, verse 3. So some of these truths are eternal truths. They are not contextual truth alone. They are eternal and they will be truth forever. Right? So Paul will later on call it a shield of faith because it requires faith to believe this. Right? So this is called a shield. Do not be afraid. Why is he afraid? You know, as you see people, as we grow older, sometimes irrational fears come, you know. No, seriously. Sometimes you realize, yeah, what if I fall down? And some people are afraid. I mean, they're really afraid. What if I fall down? And you have no idea. What? You won't fall down. But what if I fall down? Then they're afraid of everything. They're afraid of sound. What was that? Sometimes they're afraid of ghosts. Oh, what's that? Something is after me. You'll be surprised how these fields will play on you. So God tells you, first, I want to tell you, don't be afraid. How? I'm your shield. Learn to use God as a shield properly. He is our shield. Don't take this lightly. So when all kinds of negative thoughts come, when all kinds of bad thoughts come, when all kinds of things are going to overwhelm you, put it up, a shield. It's a shield that will require faith. That's what we mean, a shield of faith. The Lord Himself is a shield, right? But you need faith to believe that. And that becomes a shield to you. And so this is absolutely a shield. Okay? Now, your exceedingly great reward. Don't worry if you lose everything. You lose your hair. You know, don't worry if you lose your teeth. Don't worry if you lose your strength. Remember this, the Lord is your shield and He is your great reward, exceedingly great reward. Don't matter if you lose this, lose that, or the other. Just be sure that there are three things that you need to learn. One, I don't need to be afraid. Two, the Lord is my shield. Three, the Lord is my reward. So don't be afraid if we're facing death. Don't be, because that's what it is. And this is important. So this is what we read, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. You don't need the vision, you just need the truth. Right? You really don't need the vision. The significance of it is not the vision. The vision is just simply the means. Right, that is the whole challenge of it all. So don't worry too much about by what means. Why I don't have a vision. You don't need a vision. You just need the word of the Lord. And there are three wonderful things to learn. One, I don't have to be afraid. Two, right? The Lord is my shield. Three, the Lord is my reward, exceedingly so. That's it. So there are three truths. It's so good to remember. I tell you how I memorize the Lord's word. I memorize the Lord's word when I walk. I memorize the Lord's word every day. I begin the morning, I end at night, I memorize the Lord's word all the time. I don't have to be worried about word perfect because God is not giving me a spelling test. Right? So you don't worry about it. It's not a spelling test God wants to give you. You just want to, for your own sake. Now watch. You find yourself, suddenly, I'm not afraid. And then when we grow older, what's the greatest fear? Stroke. Between stroke and heart attack. Heart attack, you just hit. 1 minute, 5 minutes later, you're gone. Nobody, only the people who have lost you will be upset. But you don't have to worry. You're gone. You prepare, don't prepare, you cry, don't cry, I don't care anymore because I'm dead. And most people are not afraid of heart attack death. It's a good way to die. You know what we're scared of? Stroke. We're always scared of it. If I stroke, how? Then, it's happened. And this story was told of this lady. So she had a heart problem. Went to hospital. And the hospital said, listen, we're going to put a pacemaker. So I feel good. I'm feeling great. And they found that all the children who live around her, all fuss about her, please stop it. Don't fuss. I'm all right. Would you like some lunch? No, I'm all right. Help with dinner? Don't worry. Just leave me alone, okay? Just get fed up of all the family members. Always asking all the children, all they live nearby. You sure, huh? Sure, of course I'm sure. You just go and do your own thing. And she lived in a trailer park, in a trailer home. And so that was when now. And suddenly she felt one side of her body became numb. She's still conscious. So straight away she panicked. Left hand can still work. Call up. You know, speed dial kind of thing. But to a horror, she didn't remember that. So she just plugged in some numbers. didn't know what to do. Now, slowly, she fell down. Bit by bit, she collapsed. And the other person says, who are you? Who are you calling? Please tell me who you are. See, slur already, can't talk. So what happened? She went unconscious. The other person, the other side, must be something wrong. Call up 911. Okay, we're trying to trace this. Then they finally managed to locate, you know, this is strict, roughly, can do those things, they can roughly tell you where you are. Tell me, okay, where are you? Are you living in a house? No. Are you living in a, no. Are you living in a trailer home? Okay, they must be roughly, this roughly, this thing, and so they begin to search. And they found her, and she actually suffered a massive stroke. See, but this one, now she actually got out of it. It was a wrong number that led to 911 people searching for her and finding her. The next time when she got out of the hospital, you know, yeah, we're like, yes, of course. Yes, of course. You see, sometimes when we grow older, what we're going to do is we just want to be alone, left alone, leave me alone. And that is sometimes not very wise. You see, in Japan right now, not only is that crime, there's so many people dying. The government doesn't know what to do. One person was found dead 3 months later. I don't know. Another person was found dead 2 years later. Right? When they start, because all the bills are paid automatically, you see. So, your GIRO system, you don't know whether your person is alive because you're paying them. Until they not paying anymore. What happened? Then they begin to search. Not because they want to find the person alive, because you stop paying bill. Then they find out, look, this person had died 2 years ago. Was now only a skeleton. And the neighbors didn't know and didn't care. So please, I'm going to put AM Bethany alert. Okay, try. Say if you want to die, at least we want to know what's happening. Don't die 3 months later. And so-and-so died. Then what happened? We don't know. That's not going to happen. That's what we want to know. So please, okay, use those handphones. There are speed dial numbers besides 999. Okay, and look at some of these things here, and that's going to help us. That's how we put into practice what we want to practice. And this is absolutely important. Right, so this is what the Lord wants us to help us to understand it, and so this is important. Okay, God will help us deal with the problem. Of course, in this case of Abram, there were many things that he needed to do. Okay, one is the heir to all his fortune. Lord, I don't have an heir, you know. Lord God, what will you give me? I am your great, exceedingly great reward. Well, what would you give me? I'm childless. Right? So what do you want me to do? You want me to make heir of my house, Eliezer of Damascus? See, very often, you see this happen for some cases. In Australia, one very rich person died, no family, nothing, and left the whole estate to her cats. Wow, that cat is going to live. This is cat heaven. First, they are vets. Enough money to pay for the vets for a long time. And the cats can have caviar and catnip and everything else for the rest and live in luxury until they die. Even they got 9 lives. But there are some people. In the UK, there is a donkey heaven. Oh my, those donkeys who have worked so hard in their life, 4 vets, you know, this donkey haven literally has more support than Cancer Society. For some reason, they just love these donkeys. I don't know whether they are part of the donkey family, but they really care for them. And amazing, I was reading, I said, wow, this is really fantastic. It's better than any old age home. They all have all tailored programs. So there's common food, and those who, this one like this one better, this one like this one better. They know, you know, what the taste of the donkey is. And here, we cater for you. You like carrots better, you like this grass better, you like tomato better, whatever. Amazing. I mean, we all have this kind of thing here. All over the world, we have all kinds of things. I mean, just sometimes you're just pretty amazed as to what people will put their money into. I know of a friend of mine who had two donkeys. He says, I saved these two donkeys from certain death. One is called yin, one is called yang. It's, so there we go. So they are oriental donkeys. He said, how much you pay for one donkey? 5,000. What would you do with them? Nothing. So we're all supposed to buy something. So I bought two donkeys. So we live in this farm. It was drafty, cold, wretched, miserable, like anything. And the donkey was just nicely comfortable there. So let me introduce Yin and Yang to me. What? You can do a lot better things with the money than to just take care of two donkeys. But that's it. I must do my part for the animals. In America, animals are just as important as human beings, if not more important. In San Francisco, it is very normal, a group of ladies discussing the new addition to the family. So one day, they say, you know, this is a new addition to my family. I said, really? Is it a bit, oh, so cute, so beautiful, so wonderful. I happened to walk by, it was a dog. And they discussed, I paid $6,000 for this one. For this and that and this and that. My goodness, they are. You see, in San Francisco, if you hurt an animal, you are sunk. You have so many associations will go after you. See, sometimes we forget the human life, how important it is. Singapore be abandoning pets because vet fees are so high. They can't afford it. Let them go and let the SPCA go and look after them. And then it's really, really, really unfortunate. But it's how it works, unfortunately. God is concerned about us, about our soul, what we are, about our family, about our heirs, about our children. He really, really, really is. And I think all of us are. We're all worried about our children. We worry about our grandchildren. We worry about a lot of these things here. Okay? Now, the back of the mind. God said to him, do not be afraid. Okay? I am with you. I'm your shield. And three, you know, I'm your great reward. You know, sometimes God can talk past us, you know. But I got no air. But you know why I said it now? Don't be afraid. Yeah, but I got no air. I'm your shield. But I got no air. Yeah? You know what? I'm your great reward, exceedingly so. I got no air. See, a lot of times when God blesses us, we are always asking wrong thing. We are chasing after wrong thing. We are always thinking about something else. Could you please look at me? You know how children are? They don't know how to focus. They look around all the time. They really don't know how to focus. You look at me. And then you look for a few seconds and off you go. They don't know how to focus, unfortunately. But Abraham also, whether old or young, it's about the same. I mean, it's kind of sad, right? So this is where I am your shield. And Lord, you have given me no offspring. Okay, one born in my house is my heir. See, and God knows exactly what we are worried about. And that's what we are looking over here. Okay, and so deep down in his heart, and you see, you need to listen to what God will say and what God will say further. Right? So this is the word of the Lord came to him saying, see, that's the first time. And the word of the Lord came to him. So that's why we call it the word of God. It's the word of the Lord. So let's try and this year memorize the Lord's word a little bit more. So that every time you get worried, straight away, pull yourself back. What is the word of the Lord? Now this is important. Okay? And so this is something we know. One, do not be afraid. Two, I am your shield. Three, I am your exceedingly great reward. How can a son be compared to God as an exceedingly great reward? You see, that's unfortunately, that's where we are. Our thoughts are so often just really, really based upon what we are. Right? So when God answers us, my goodness, He really, okay, let's come out and talk outside your tent. Abraham, why don't you come and talk? All right, I will talk to you, but inside your tent, right? In your tent, you can't see stars. Okay, come out here, let's talk. And the Lord said to him, outside. Now look towards heaven, okay? Now it's going to be a clear night. This is probably a night conversation. Can't be the day because can't see a thing. Right? Night conversation, look now toward heaven, count the stars if you are able to number them. Can you see this? Wow. And of course he can't count. And then so shall your descendants be. Now, this is where it starts. So chapter 15 is a pivotal chapter. 11 family call out. 12, they call out of Haran. Okay? 12, 13, a lot of mistakes made. Egypt quarreled with nephew. Now, 14, the Lord helps him to rescue the nephew, Lot. But 15 is the most vital chapter. And this is what we read. Okay? So shall your descendants be. And then we read, he believed in the Lord. First time this word is used, believe. I really now believe. Wow. And it is then that it was accounted to him for righteousness. So you have to look at this word called I believe. And this is absolutely important. Anything before that is not the same. Okay? So this is an important turning point. An absolutely important turning point. So you might be coming from the north downwards. Sidetrack over to Egypt. All the way down, I shouldn't have gone on there. Oh, I come back. But I'm still on the same road. This is a road called faith. This is his turning point. This is a road called life. And if you think, over here, the better life is in Egypt. Excellent, E for excellent. Nope, you're going to get into trouble here. Okay, let's go back to the road called life. You know what? You need to start here. Faith. Okay, this is a road that leads to the ramp. You're going to turn onto a new district entirely. And you need, and it was accounted to him. Okay, let's start with the bank account. Let's start, and the bank account is called faith. Name of the road, faith. Bank account, faith. Let's put some money into the faith bank. What do you have? And this is absolutely important. Right? So chapter 15. So what do you put in the bank? What is God's bank? What does it hold? Not money. God's bank, put in 15:1. Do not be afraid. I am your shield and exceedingly great reward. Do you believe, Abraham? What about my son? No, you didn't believe, right? You didn't believe. Okay, let's try again. Okay? Now, look at the heavens. This is remedial class. Look at the heavens. You can count them or not? 1, 2, 3. Cannot. And then suddenly, yes, I believe. This was the gate. And the small little gate is called faith. You gotta walk in. This is now the road. Okay? Please open a deposit here. This bank, one, let's start here. Okay? Don't be afraid. Courage is what you have. 2, I am your shield. 3, I am your exceedingly great reward. Now, what else could I have into the bank? For it will be accounted to you for righteousness. In other words, your faith counts for something. So if I am afraid, I'm really running out of this currency called courage. I go to the bank. It says here, can I draw out from here? Do not be afraid. Yes. Okay, let's carry on. Not afraid. All right, but there's so enemies all over the place. What do I do? Go to the bank. I am your shield. There we go. Stop. All the fears, the related, you know, fears and enemies, same like Psalm 3, same. I am your exceedingly great reward. Now let's put it in the bank. And he believed and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now I hope your bank has got some money. This kind, this is spiritual currency. Right? It's very, very different. Now, some people only the little bit called John 3:16. That's it. God so loved the world. And that's it. That's the only verse that they know. Please add on Genesis 15:1. Put in some more. Okay? Mine got hundreds. So that's a lot of hundreds. Please add on. This is my bank is so full. Why not? And then put it in investment. The Lord will invest it for you. Not money, this. Now, let's try it. Right? Your investment, your putting it to good use is when you really start believing God. Right? And you just get on with life. Share your faith. The more you share that faith, the clearer it will be for you. The stronger you will become. He's still struggling. How shall I know that I inherit it? Now, we're going to take that up again. Okay? But we need to take it up because that's a very, very special passage. You cannot study it like at one shot because it takes a lot of thoughts to think about. So let's go to the thing here. Okay? Now, this is the road of life. Okay? Now, the road of life, so Sodom and Gomorrah will offer all the glamour. Lot chose that path. He's going to pay for it later on. No use. Right? What about the other side? Egypt. You know, foreign stuff. Don't worry about it. Just focus life. The turning, you miss it. It's a small turning. It's called faith. All the broad way to Egypt, plenty neon lights. Let's come here. Sodom and Gomorrah, even more neon lights. All kinds of things will come. Yeah, look at that. Everything is really, 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 really wonderful. It's not going to happen. And so this is kind of sad. Right? So please be careful what you're going to have. The path of faith is there you're going to walk. Yeah, you look at not very many people here. Yeah, not many people. It's a small road. Very few people take it. But it is a road that will lead to life. Apply that faith. So let's put some money in the bank. Number one, 15:1. Okay? Don't worry about Abraham's name. It's one of those truths that are eternal. Do not be afraid. Next time you feel, oh dear, what happened? Do not be afraid. This is very important. After my suffering from Bell's palsy, now almost every morning I check my face. So I use water. The moment I cannot do it, I will call Dr. Street. See, stop it. Don't become paranoid. Do not be afraid. Wow. Right? Two, I am your shield, as well as Psalm 3 and verse 3. But you, Lord, are a shield to me. Right? And your exceedingly great reward. The Lord. So, okay, now, I may need help to believe. So we don't have very many stars to see in Singapore. All we have are street lamps. You can't really see any star. But seriously. But no need to go all the way down to the Scandinavian country just to see there's a light. No need. Just read the scriptures and the word of the Lord. And you will see, wow, this is really amazing. I am the Lord. Okay? I brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees. That's how you know. See, it started there. He didn't realize it. So we only read he came out of Haran. But actually, God was already there telling him, get out of Ur of Chaldee. So the father must have listened to him. Okay, let's get out. But father was still idolatrous. Okay, Abraham, you get out now all by yourself. Father is dead now. So now, Ur of Chaldee. The Lord's leading. Put it there. Put it there. Put it down. Go to this bank often. It's yours. Whatever you've hidden in your heart, whatever you believe in, is now yours forever. But you see, sometimes you don't even know where to locate it because it's all... So take the trouble. Memorize it. 15:1. No need to worry about, and these things, word of the Lord. No need if you can't remember that. Just truths. Okay? Don't worry about, is there a comma or semicolon? Don't worry about, how about inverted commas? Don't worry. Just put it on there. It comes out to the same thing. Okay? God is not going to mind whether you put a comma there or a full stop or a semicolon or an exclamation mark. Don't be a... Do not be afraid. And I think as you grow older, we all recognize, we all start to fear a lot more things that we shouldn't. Okay, number one. Two, I am your shield. How wonderful. So when David said, you are a shield to me, he was right. Because God said he would be a shield. And God has been our shield. So pray, instead of being worried about, Lord, you be my shield. And then exceedingly great reward, let the Lord be your greatest reward rather than money, dollars, and cents. I think that's important. Can it be done? Yes. Try it. Right? So go down there. But then, add one more thing to it. And he counted to him for righteousness. So you keep on building your personal life righteousness, your bank account is going to be richer. Right? So how do you save a bank? Put it aside. Every day you save it. Maybe not every day. Every once in 2 weeks, once in a month, you're going to put in and you'll see how you will add. Some people's bank account, you forgot your number. Right? That number is faith. It's very simple. One word for everything. What's my account number? Faith. They put your name. Faith of your name. Can't mistake. Okay? This is no need. That's why you put your name there. Okay? Now, if you forget your name, it's a different story. But it's not going to happen. But don't forget it. It's very important. Okay? So this is absolutely important. When you finally cannot remember, remember this story. This old lady, very old, 90-something years old. You know, and that's a pretty amazing story. Then she was, so some of her, you know, neighbors and relatives who didn't believe. How do you know God will, you know, God, you've always memorized, but now you cannot remember. So how? When you were Sunday school, you always win top prize. When you were young adult, you always quote Bible. Now you can't remember a thing. Can it happen? Oh, yes, it can. Right? And so she said, her reply was really wonderful. I may forget, but God won't. Put in again, God will not forget us. God, I may be forgetting many things about God. I forgot, is it Genesis, is it 15 or 25, or is it what, or 55? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't get the verse and the chapter correct, remember this one important truth. God will not forget. See? So we read, from Ur of Chaldee, God, he didn't respond. Angels, he didn't respond. Try again. Haran now. Rest Bram. Okay. And now I go. And that's what happens. And you begin to realize, God doesn't forget us. Okay? And he will come to him again and again, graciously, gently, lovingly. He will keep coming back until you learn it. You cannot learn from the inside. Let's go outside. Let's learn from the... See, that's how patient God is. Come on, let's go. He's not going to scold you. Remember, God is not a person who yells at you for nothing. He's slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. So if you always blow your top, that's not God. That's you. Don't do that. And go back to it. No, I'm sorry, I forgot. It's okay. Just try now. Okay? Let's try. Okay? Let's try. 1, 2, 3. Genesis 15, 1. Go ahead. Do not be afraid. Put your own name there. Okay. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Put those $3 into the bank. It's worth more than your three. This $3 can be worth a lot. Okay? So this is important. So we're looking at it's a lot. Just keep on building it. And of course, and he believed God, and God counted it for righteousness. This particular verse in verse 6 becomes a central verse for Paul's teaching. Right? Really? So righteousness accounted to us is Paul's theology about justification by faith. He counted it for thinkers. So this is a key doctrine, a key theme in the book of Romans. That's what we want to do. 1, 2, 3. Then he says, okay, I am the Lord. Right? But how shall I inherit? He's still struggling. See, well, of course, we say, well, he's old already, isn't it? Yeah, of course. 75, he came out. Now, 80-something, he's still old. How do I know? God will give it an answer. How do we know? How can we be sure? Well, there are lots of experiences that God gave. In this case here, Abraham had one special experience to confirm it. That is why. And God will always confirm his word to us. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thought. Okay? So think about these things here, right? Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that we don't have to be afraid of life, of all these terrors, of our fears, of age, of disease, of things that could happen that we don't expect. And Father, we pray that you teach us not to fear, but to remember that you are our shield. And forever, for all eternity, you are an exceedingly great reward. Help us to know this truth. And may this truth truly set us free. We ask you to bless this whole year as we take a more active role in ministry. We pray for your blessings on the Chinese New Year special. Help us to determine to do our part in talking to people who are older, sharing our faith in the Lord. Pray that you help us do this effectively. In Jesus' name, amen. So 16th February, 4 p.m., you come on. If you want to wear something red, that's fine. If not, just come anyway. And then try and see how you can be a blessing and a joy to people. Come. Let's give a love gift for the Lord's word.